This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen to Real Side on GCN. Just live, God, and many, many, many stations across the country. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the process, being part of the fix. Right? I mean, don't be part of the problem. Be part of the fix. And again, get involved. Get engaged. The conversations I've been having with people over the weekend, man. You have got to talk to your young people. Got to. You've got to help them understand what we're up against. You've got to help them understand what's going on in the communities around them. Anyway, you know, just a great weekend. Anybody getting sick of winning? Right? I mean, seriously, are you sick of winning? And the Dems, like, spoiled little brats. I don't understand them. If the Mexican government, if they backed down, right, or made the agreement or decided it was better for them, why are they still hammering on the president? I mean, these were the same people that told us when there were some of us, not me, some of us hoping that Obama would fail. They kept saying, so you want the country to fail? Why would you do that? Because they're hypocrites. And I've got to say, you know, I know we have stations in areas that are more liberal. And I want you to think about this. I want you to think. I'm not asking you to become a Republican. But I want to know what you're thinking about. I want to know, when you look at your party, what happened? So he threatens to put tariffs on Mexico. Oh, my God, our best trading partner. You're going to do, and I heard all this crap going on. And then guess what happened? Then all of a sudden, Mexico caves, if that's the word you want to use, and it comes to an agreement with us. I prefer that. And that the agreement, you know, and the agreement's good for both sides. And immediately, now, they may not keep this up. I don't know. I don't know about your crystal ball, but mine doesn't work anymore. They send 6,000 troops to the border. They start pulling people back in Mexico. They're now working with us instead of against us. And I'm still trying to figure out how this is so bad. This must be another manufactured crisis. You notice they're not using that word over at CNN anymore? Right? They've been down there. They've seen what's going on. It ain't manufactured. And they know it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with us. So there's a win, everybody. So we have to keep supporting the president. And it's not a matter of, I'm so tired of hearing this. It's not a matter of supporting Trump, right? We're supporting the American president. Why is this so hard to understand? You wanted us to understand it under President Oblimo. You wanted us to be on his side. And now you can't do it. You cannot do it for Trump. I just find it amazing. So now the Department of Justice has decided. God bless these guys. There seems to be no hiding place anymore. And I'm loving every minute of it. So the Department of Justice now is going after, well, some private individuals, some private companies, over the investigations of 2016. Who's playing right? Who's doing what? And guess who's back in the picture? Come on, come on. I'll give you 5 minutes. Ready? Fusion. Fusion GPS is being looked at again. I wonder why that is. You think they found something? No. They're just being mean because they hate the Democrats. So they're going to go back and try to make the Democrats look like fools, which is not at all what they're doing. They decided to, you know, again, look at how the 2016 investigation even came about. So when they're calling this an ongoing, multifaceted, and broad review into potential misconduct by the U.S. intelligence agencies. Wow. Think about that statement. The Justice Department revealed Monday that it's also investigating the activities of several non-governmental organizations and individuals. Right? This guy's great. Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham. He's looking at some foreign intelligence services, you know, looking at former Trump aide George Papadopoulos, who told Fox News last month that an informant who was likely CIA and affiliated with the Turkish intel had posed as a Cambridge University research assistant back in September of 2016. She apparently tried to seduce him to obtain information linking Trump to Russia. Right? Isn't that great? What do they do? Do they go out and find out like prostitutes and turn them into CIA agents? I don't know how that works. Because I've heard about some of the stuff that goes down. I don't know. You take a morally straight, if you would, female agent and turn her into a hooker. I don't understand how that works. Somebody will have to tell me that someday. The information contained in the letter of the House Judiciary Committee. So Jerry Nadler, who had inquired as to the scope of Durham's investigation, the letter could indicate that the DOJ is looking closely at the work. Now, you got to admit, they must be nervous if Nadler is asking them, so what are you looking at? What exactly will you be looking into? I just thought I might want to inquire. Right? And now it looks like they're looking in the Fusion GPS. They're looking at some individuals. That was a firm that was retained by Clinton. Remember that? And the DNC. They were conducting all the opposition research. Right? They hired Christopher Steele. This doesn't get any better than this. So I'm a senior host. Kimberly Morin joins me after the break. See what she has to say. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just bring her in. I know she's chomping at the bit, as they say. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week, to kind of kick the week off, figure out what's going on out there, what's true, what's not true, what's fake news, all that fun stuff. Anyhow, how you doing, Kimberly?
Let me tell you something. If you took an X-ray of Nancy Pelosi's brain, there would be black space. Nothing.
Yes. Yes. It would be. What do they call those things in space? The
black hole.
The black hole. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's her brain.
Yep. No, that's great. I mean, that's so true. Anyway, All right, so let me see. Not much happening in the news. Let's see if we can dig something up here. Can you believe the Democrats? You know, at first they were screaming that, oh my God, Trump is, you know, going to throw us into another war with Mexico, another trade war, and it's going to cost us $1 billion. And oh my God, what's he doing? Does he know what he's doing? Then he wins. He gets them to back down, and they're like, well, you know, this was actually already in the works back last year, and, you know, it's just a matter of time before they... Like, you guys, you really do have a derangement problem, don't you? Right?
I don't get that they... And obviously, there still needs a lot more to be done on our end, but I don't get why the press and Democrats aren't happy that Mexico is now going to help do what they should have already been doing all along because they already have laws in place. I don't understand why they aren't happy that that's happening. Everything Trump does, no matter how good it is or how good it is for this country, they slam him for it. Every single thing.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's actually beyond disgusting, Joe, because it just shows you that Democrats literally have nothing to offer America.
Yeah.
Nothing. Not one single thing. There might be a few Democrats here and there that are reasonable, but they are not the majority of the collective that is now the Democrat Party. And it's really pretty horrifying that these people are in office. That's the worst part, is these people are even in office. And like Trump said, and I agree with him, Mexico's done more to deal with the issue at the border than the Democrats have.
There is no making, no matter what happens, you and I both know, there is no making these people happy. Right? Their hate for him is so deep that it won't matter what he does. It wouldn't, you know, record low numbers on unemployment. You know, you've got the economy still cruising along no matter what the stock market says or does. I mean, and nothing. They can find no good in anything about the man. So my attitude at this point in time, you know, being the stubborn guinea that I am, it's like, I'm not even going to try anymore. You guys can go pound. Yes, I said it. You guys can go pound. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? If it doesn't matter, why try?
Well, that's exactly it. Like, why even try to have a discussion with these people when they're so far gone out of their minds that it's not even worth it? It literally isn't worth it. I think Republicans in the Senate and Trump need to work together to try to get something done. I don't know how possible that is with the lunatics in the House running the asylum, but somebody needs to get something done because Democrats have no intention of getting anything done while they're ruling the House.
Oh,
not
we're kidding.
One
nope.
thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They care nothing about their constituents. They care nothing. Yeah, they care nothing about their constituents who they're supposed to represent, and they care nothing about this country.
Nope.
That has become quite clear about Democrats over the past couple of years since Trump was elected. These idiots are making it so people like me, who didn't vote for Trump in 2016, hell yeah, we'll be voting for him in 2020. Thanks, Democrats, you dumb ass.
Oh, look at
it. Sorry.
Hey.
Almost said it.
Dumb butt.
Almost
anyway.
Said it.
But, you know, I just come back to this and I keep saying to myself, look, there's a big to-do today. Was it today? Oh, God, I hate when they do this. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, maybe the story's just getting out and it's just getting some real play, but about one of the illegals falling to their death after trying to scale the barrier wall, right? So they fell from the wall and they died. Now, okay, death, right? I got it. You know, we shouldn't be applauding someone's death. But sweet Jesus, you climbed 20, 25, 30 feet without the prop. What do you expect's going to happen to you? What do you think your chances are of making it to the other side in one piece? Do you know what I'm saying?
What's the big to-do about it?
Because oh my God, we made these walls
build
so
high. Build it higher.
When they scale these walls, right, if they can't get down or they're tired and they get caught and they fall, they will surely die from, you know, 20 to 30 feet. Well, no kidding.
And?
If I was on the other side of that, I'd be looking up going, okay, I want over. I ain't going that way. I'll try to find me some other way over.
Right. Or under. They dig tunnels.
Well, I think these are like 8 feet deep, I heard. I heard that the concrete that these go into are about 8 feet deep. You know?
Well, we need to build it deeper and build the fence higher. I mean, seriously, if anything, obviously the fence wall, whatever, isn't going to solve all the issues. We need a lot of different areas where issues need to be resolved. We definitely got to stop this freaking asylum crap where these people come here and claim asylum and then they're just let off free in our country. That's got to end. You claim asylum in another country on your way here, or you don't come across the border. Period. End of story. This is ridiculous what is going on at our border. It's ridiculous that Democrats care more about illegal aliens than Americans, including legal immigrants who have worked their behinds off and spend all kinds of money to get here, be here legally, and follow all the rules. This is beyond ridiculous.
No, you're exactly right. And it's not going to, and again, it's not going to stop anytime soon. Hey, I got something that'll make you giggle before we go for the break. Right?
Oh.
What? The New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio gets zero votes for president in a major Iowa poll. And I love this because
I'm shocked.
Do you know what? When I first read this, I said, man, and I didn't even need a crystal ball for that one. Right? I mean,
right?
Was there really any guessing at that point in time? Who thought?
You didn't. You,
go ahead.
You didn't even need your Italian spidey senses for that one.
No. He really thinks he's all that in a bag of chips, doesn't he?
So does Beto.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. These people are so pathetic. Oh, we have to talk about the candidates after we come back. Because they're so pathetic.
Did you see the picture of de Blasio going down the New York street and the camera had it from behind it? It looked like there were a bunch of people, but somebody took a picture from the front and there was only like 14 people behind him. Anyway.
Yep.
Perfect. Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. Kimberly and I will be back right after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some extremely scary moments in Manhattan, invoking memories of 9/11 with the initial report of an aircraft hitting a building. This incident involving a helicopter appears to be an accident, possibly caused by bad weather. The pilot crashing and landing on the roof of a 54-story building. The New York City Fire Commissioner telling reporters,
the fire has been extinguished. There was some amount of fuel leaked, which we've mitigated, and right now the building is safe.
Now the pilot killed at the top of the New York City skyscraper, which is just blocks from Radio City Music Hall in Times Square. Weather at the time, rainy and foggy, no one else hurt.
There were no other injuries that we know of to anyone in the building or on the ground, and I wanted to say thank God for that. This could have been a much worse incident.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head over to the website. Not now, later on. I got a piece I posted up there. You know, Al Gore, back in 2013, said that the Arctic and I mean, we would have no more snow. That was it. You know, it was over, right? And we'd be in so much trouble and all that. Mm-hmm. I just checked it a little while ago. Apparently, there's a boatload of snow. And if you go to the website later on, there's a whole story around how wrong he was. You know, I keep asking the same question. Is that if you go to your doctor and he keeps giving you the wrong diagnosis, right? And you do all kinds of stupid stuff to get ready, and you find out he was wrong. And then your stockbroker, he keeps picking the wrong stuff. How long do you stay with these people? And then we're back in the Old Testament. You know, he'd be stoned. And I don't mean the dope kind of stoned. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week, to help me kick it off and get things rolling. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. And I actually, all the nitwit Democrats are posting about climate change today. So I found something that someone had provided. And this is a title from a story from 1989. And it was posted in the AP. And it says, a senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000.
I love it.
Shut up to people and sit down. No one buys your crap anymore.
Oh.
And, no, well, listen, something I noticed over 10 years. At 10 years I've been involved in politics, Joe.
Yeah.
I noticed the trend over the past 5 years is more people are giving the middle finger to these climate change cultists than ever before. It wasn't like that before because people didn't see the other side. They didn't see that there's a whole slew of scientists who disagree. They didn't see the bogus data.
Right.
more people now disagree.
No, you know what? This is why they hate the interweb. They can't scrub it clean, and they're not the only ones to get their message out. You know, there's lots of ways to do research now. I love all this stuff. I think it's great. Listen, I do comparisons from the original Earth Day when they talked about how New York City would be 60 feet underwater. It would be uninhabitable. Two-thirds of the human population on Earth was going to be wiped out because there wouldn't be enough food, not because they fried or anything, because it was going to be so hot, there wouldn't be enough water, we wouldn't be able to grow enough food to feed everybody. We have an obesity problem globally. We didn't lose anywhere near. Matter of fact, we got more people, not less people, and yet, and I could do a whole bunch of others, and yet these people are still walking the streets, they're still making money selling propaganda.
Everything the climate cultists have claimed, going back, what, 40 years now, right? Since the 70s, I can't add right now. For all these years, everything they started claiming since the 70s, not one thing has come true. At what point are you dumb enough to keep believing these people? And at what point do you finally just look at them and say, seriously? Really shut up right now, because we don't believe you anymore. We don't buy your BS. Except if you're a Democrat and you believe their crap because they're giving you money. But at what point do you just say, you know what? Yeah, you've been lying all these years. Enough is enough.
Yep. Well, again, they are so locked into their own. They are so not willing to fight their own. It's amazing. It's actually scary because it's almost like you get back to the days of Germany when the soldiers did what they were told to do, period, end of discussion. And when they were brought up on charges, they said, hey, I was just following orders. I mean, that's where these people are today. They're just following orders. They're just doing what they were told to do, which in and of itself is scary. Okay. On a lighter note, before we get to the candidates, I sent you that story about a man who was shot at Alexa. Which I thought was great, right?
So, I might do that too. Yeah. I don't know. She's spying on me, you know?
So in all
that's why I don't have
home,
Alexa.
This is a Florida couple involved a man shooting at the woman's smart device.
Of course it's Florida.
Right? are you trying to get her crazy? Because she's going to shoot me, not you. You know that, right? So I guess the man shot at the woman's smart device, and then it ensued with a gun battle with authorities, right? And it left him two deputies injured. And again, this is, so I thought Alexa was supposed to make us safer, right? Supposed to make it easier on us. I love it. I just thought it was
funny.
That's why I threw it at you.
But yeah, no, it's hilarious because I feel kind of bad because it's like there's an adult daughter in the home and she said, yeah, my parents fight often. And it's not usual to get physical, but we don't call 911. Really? Really? And now your father's shooting at Alexa? He didn't shoot at your mother, but he shoots at the cops? Oh, my goodness.
The Alexa must have been really personal to her. When officers arrived,
I always saw that. Really? Really? What are you, you know, is Alexa your best friend now because your husband's a lunatic? Well, obviously the wife's a lunatic, too, but...
But think about something.
Those are the,
they
not
talk
the people
to this
that...
thing. They talk to it and it talks back to them.
No, don't have one. My sister had gotten one. Her son had gotten one of the smaller Alexas. And the first thing I did was, Alexa, are you spying on us? And she directed us to go look at subchapter blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, she is.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. I don't have any of that stuff.
Can you imagine getting there with the SWAT team and realizing that he's shooting at Alexa is not a female, it's an item? Right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, seriously, can you imagine? We came out for this. We got up for this. Are you serious? Anyhow. So, again, with the candidates out and about, Joe Biden keeping his mouth shut to a big degree compared to the other ones, Bernie Sanders is going to do what's good with socialism speech sometime this week. I don't know exactly when that's going to happen. Are you going to watch that?
Oh, God. I can't stand his voice. He reminds me of a really a Seinfeld character that everyone hated. Like, not, Seinfeld's a great show.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, if he was on it, he would be like Newman, who everybody hated.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, so I can't stand, besides the fact that Bernie Sanders is useless, has done nothing, never worked a hard day's work in his life, and is nothing but a freaking Muppet. No, I will not. I do try to listen to some of them, but I have limits. Okay. I do have limits, especially since they're all in New Hampshire all the time.
Yeah.
Did you see Eric Swalwell?
Oh, I saw that clip. That was great.
Oh.
Go ahead, tell people about it. Go ahead.
Okay, so Eric Swalwell, who is probably the most hateful, ignorant, despicable, disgusting piece of human filth that is running for the presidency, was giving a speech, and it was so dumb. He said something like, "I'm going to be bold," without being bold. Of course, I still don't know what he meant, but the whole entire audience was dead silent, and he was waiting. He was thinking this was his shining moment. He was going to get all this applause like Shardicus.
Oh my God.
It was so bad. He's so awful.
And if you look at him carefully, you could tell the look on his face was he was surprised he didn't get the applause he thought he was going to get now, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
He's the one who, I think we talked about it before, he would only debate the president of the NRA because he's the president about gun control. And I was like, okay, Swalwell, I'm the president of a women's organization regarding the Second Amendment. You come to New Hampshire, let's go. Come on, big boy, let's go. Nothing. Crickets. Horrifying.
I love Joe. Listen, I love Joe Biden. This is going to be a wonderful show.
God.
I mean, go back to some of the stuff he said about, 7-Eleven and black people, us wanting them all in chains again, all that. This is going to be so much fun. Really, I really hope he does get the nomination. And
I think Biden is only there as a distraction, to be honest with you. I think that Biden is, they told Biden, dude, they said, buddy, we need you to try to rope in the moderate Democrats because everybody else is extreme far left, out of their mind lunatics. So we need you to be in this presidential race, and we need you to be like the sort of moderate guy, so you stick with us. So they'll stick with us. And then what's going to happen is Biden's not going to win the nomination. Not even close. The base is out of their minds. It's not going to happen. And then Democrats will be like, well, they did try to get Joe Biden, but now we're stuck with whatever XYZ lunatic. We'll just vote anyway. I'm telling you, he's not in it to win it. Not at all. Not even a serious candidate.
I hope you're wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We will bring Kimberly back right after the break.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of stuff going on up there. Give me your email address. I always send an email out once a week. You should have got one today because I did send it out. Usually I forget, but I did send it out. A lot of good. What's that? Oh. A lot of good things going on. Will you stop making noise over there? I think something's blowing up. Anyway, Joe Massini, let me just bring her in. Kimberly Moran joins us.
Are you talking to me?
No. The other female in my life right now.
Tammy, you need to get the Nerf gun going.
Really? Really? You want to start that? Anyhow.
Hey, I may be thousands of miles away, but I got backup right there.
Yes. Yes.
And vice versa.
The long arm of Moran.
That's right.
I know, right? Can't get away from it. All right, talk to me here. So we were talking about the candidates. I mean, Swalwell, just you got to love him. It would be great if somehow something got screwed up and they pulled the wrong lever. Wouldn't it be great if he got the nomination? When you
oh my God,
you
find I said that
delicious.
Oh, C-SPAN the other day had a thing. Oh, Democrats only, so of course I responded anyway. Which candidate do you want to win? And I wrote Eric Swalwell. Only some people got that I was being sarcastic, but that's what I wrote. He would be the perfect candidate to be the nominee because he would lose by like 80 points. Yeah, like 80%.
Well,
he's such a hateful, horrifying little man.
I know, isn't it? And he's truly, honestly full of himself. He truly, honestly believes that he's got it going on. He's got the answers. He's what we need. Right?
Well, don't they all kind of believe that?
Yeah, but...
I mean,
okay,
you kind of have to believe that if you're running for president?
But he actually believes that he's got a halo and wings, this guy.
Oh, good Lord, no. Oh, yeah. Wait, isn't he one of yours?
Well, wait a minute. What are you talking about? Swalwell?
California?
Is he?
Oh, no. California.
Oh, he got, you know, his brain baked a little bit too much or something. I mean, these
maybe
guys,
he's going to one of those legal injection sites.
There you spent too much time on the beach and ingesting that stuff you can get for free. All right, listen, it is Gay Pride Month, and I always we love to do a story about Gay Pride. Now, don't we? Like the attorneys for the Denver women. Again, they Masterpiece Cake Shop. That's it, right? Again, they're coming at these people again for the third time. I hope at some point in time, and I mean this sincerely, I hope at some point in time there's a class action lawsuit brought, something along those lines, for malicious prosecution. Because this is like getting out of control, right?
They need to sue the state because this is, it's disgusting. And, you know, I was having a conversation about this today, and somebody was saying there doesn't need to be a straight pride parade because straight people aren't persecuted or oppressed like gay people were. Really? What do you call that? That's a prime example of oppression. And notice that you never see these LGBTQ, LMNOP activists doing it to Orthodox Jewish bakers or Muslim bakers who would not pay for, who would not bake their cake either. And then you have, of course, boys now being able to be in girls' locker rooms, so girls completely losing out on all their privacy. Men are allowed to go in women's bathrooms, women completely losing out on their privacy, not to mention rape centers, homeless shelters, et cetera, et cetera. And women being destroyed in sports by men, thanks to the LGBT movement. So you know what? Take your pride and shove it, because you are oppressing all these other people now. And you are the people who are supposed to be tolerant of others. You want us to be tolerant. And now you reversed it, and you're doing exactly what you said everyone else was doing to you.
Yeah, what I don't understand about this, too, is it's not the only cake shop there, okay? And him refusing to bake a wedding cake. Now, remember, he's never refused to bake a regular cake, a happy birthday cake, a happy graduation cake. None of that stuff has he ever agreed not to do. Only one thing, and that is a wedding cake.
A wedding cake.
Right? And you know what? If you want to take away from his religion, and this is the argument I just had with somebody over the whole equality thing that the Democrats were supposedly trying to push through so everybody could live equally. No, it wasn't at all. It was to squash religious rights. That's all it was for. And think about what they're trying to do. They're trying to squash the exact same rights that the pilgrims came here to get away from. Religious persecution. And it's happening all over again.
Exactly. And like I said, these people want us to all be tolerant. One of my best friends is gay. I could care less what you do in your bedroom. I get that people were oppressed in the past and discriminated against. I get it. But now you're doing the reverse. You're doing exactly what you didn't like. And if you don't find, if this cake guy won't bake your cake, go to a different baker down the street who will.
Right.
Why keep harassing this guy? Why trample on his freedom of speech, his religious freedom? He's not shoving his religion down your throat. He's just saying, this is my religious freedom, and this is what I believe in, and I'm sorry I can't help you on this one point. I'll give you a cupcake, a birthday cake, everything else like you said.
Well, I'm hoping that they get the money they need to take this all the way to the Supreme Court again, because remember, this happened once before, and it made it all the way to the Supreme Court. It was a 7-2 decision. You've got two justices that, you know, liberal justices decide with him, And the justices didn't rule, though, on a larger issue whether the business can invoke religious objections to refuse a service to gays or lesbians, you know. But they did say that they were subjected to, the owner had been subjected to anti-religious bias. So, you know, hopefully this will pick up enough heat, enough steam, enough nasties for somebody to actually take it to the Supreme Court again and deal with the real issue at hand. Is this religious discrimination against these people or not? And that's the road I would go down.
You know? It absolutely is. And I don't understand why they would just continue doing this. It's almost as if they just want to put this business out of business. And they know they're going to lose every time, but they want to put this business out of business by having them incur all these legal fees. Oh. It's really horrible. I mean, you can't even just, in my opinion, any business should be able to reject any customer they want for any reason they want. I don't care if it's for a racist reason, because you know what? If a business does that, they're going to end up going out of business because people won't go to that shop.
Well,
they won't go to that business.
That, they think that we are racist because of that, so we will go support the guy. We will show, you know, I wouldn't.
No, that's not true. Everybody knows that's not true.
Well, you
all
and
the boycotts
I,
people do?
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of people out there who feel on the left that think for sure that we're just racist. Big time racist.
Okay, you can't.
Yes. Go ahead.
You can't go by the left because they don't think, okay? And I'm just saying, private business, it's a private business. They should be able to serve anyone they want or don't want to. It's their product. It's their hard-earned money. It's their effort that went into making that product. And it should be for everybody across the board. I'm not saying one person should do it over another. And the market will decide if they agree with that person's behavior. You and I both, we don't go to certain places because of the way they behave or treat people or have stupid gun rules. We don't go to those places. I know I don't. Places that I used to spend money on all the time. I stopped spending money because of their behavior. That's my choice. I don't have to do it, and that's what the market decides.
That's what they don't get about the market, too. That's a very true statement. You know, you decide whether you want to go there or not. You decide whether you want to do business with those people or not. I would not do business with an honestly racist establishment. Not one that you call out as racist, but an honestly
racist. Absolutely not.
You know, I mean, think about it. I'm a racist, right? They call me a racist, a homophobe, a bigot, blah, 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 blah. You know, whatever. That makes you feel good.
Any ism.
I don't know.
Yep.
You know? Anyway.
Well, there was just that story with Oberlin College and Gibson's Bakery. These people lied and said they were treated racially profiled and all this other stuff. The people reneged their story. But in the meantime, Oberlin College, I'm pretty sure it was Oberlin, they had people protesting. They stopped doing business with them. They were, you know, there was basically kind of like riots. These people were being abused. They just won, what, $11 million? And that's only damages for part of their lawsuit against the college. There's more punitive damages going to be awarded tomorrow.
Oh, hey.
Because they lied, and they tried to destroy these people's lives.
And I would take a big chunk of that money, and I'd go over to the bakers. Say, here you go. Let's take them down. Here's, you know, I always said the same thing. I said, look, you don't have to fight this, like, in their faces. It's really simple. I would put a sign on the wall that says, if you force me to make a cake against my religious belief, your cake money, the money, all of it, I'm even going to pay for your ingredients. All the money that you give me goes to a traditional marriage, you know, you know what I'm saying? One of those places they call, you know, a hate place. I would give all your money going to be donated directly to them. So know that when you buy a cake from me, you will be supporting one of those groups you hate.
Well, if we end up living in a tyrannical state that makes people violate their First Amendment rights. Yeah, I agree. I would do the same kind of thing. Or I would just go out of business altogether and say, you know what? Screw you guys.
Oh, no, I want to have fun with it. Chauvin Senior Host, where can they find you?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Pretty much, if they can't name any, if they don't know that by now, they're not listening. Chauvin Senior Host, we'll be back in a little bit.
That's
don't
true.
Go far. You're listening to The Real Side.